Did you ever make much bread made out of cornmeal?
Uh-huh.
How'd you make that?
Well, I'd always get the kind of already seasoned, you know. And so I just put a little milk in it or water and stir it up, and a little grease, put it in the stove and bake it. And so that's what we had to do.
Did you make that in a skillet too?
Cornbread?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-uh. I make it up in a bowl, you know, and then get my skillet good and hot. I generally sprinkle me a little meal around the bottom of the skillet. Won't stick.
Yes, ma'am.
If you'll brown that meal first. And so then pour it out of my bowl over in that hot skillet and set it in the stove.
I see.
And cook it.
Is that the same thing as corn pone?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you call it?
It's the same thing. Uh-huh. Only I just cook mine in the skillet, you know. Just the quickest way to get it done.
Right. Did they call it corn pone or a pone of corn or what?
Uh-uh. Cornbread's all I ever called it.
Just cornbread. Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah. So,
Have you ever heard of any kind of cornbread called a hoe cake?
I cooked a mini one.
Can you tell me how you did that? What they look like?
Well, I just stir my meal up in a bowl, you know, like I was going to make cornbread, but I'd get my skillet hot and I'd put just a little bit in that skillet, enough for it wasn't so thick, you know. And then when it cooked on that side, I'd stick my knife on the edge of it and put my plate under that way. Not turn my whole cake over this way. Slip my plate under the bottom and then grease the skillet.
Yes, ma'am.
And then turn my whole cake over back in the skillet.
Mm-hmm.
I cooked a mini one. I love them too.
Yes, ma'am. Did you put anything on when you ate them?
Eat it with, you know, just with greens or anything I was eating.
Mm-hmm.
I generally put a rice mark grease in mine and make it taste good.
Yes, ma'am.
My whole cakes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Did people, when they cook greens, ever cook a little cornbread along with them?
Huh?
What'd they do that for?
Well, they just cook greens in the pot and they cook the cornbread in the stove. You know, like I was telling you.
Yes, ma'am.
Make it up and cook it in the stove.
Mm-hmm.
I always do want cornbread for my greens.
Yes, ma'am. But you didn't cook the cornbread in with the greens?
Uh-uh.
You didn't do that?
Uh-uh. I've geared of it, but I ain't never done it.
Yes, ma'am. Did you ever cook anything along with the greens? To give it a
piece of meat?
Mm-hmm.
I love meat and greens. That's all.
What kind of meat is that?
Just old salt meat.
Mm-hmm.
Plain old salt meat.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon, I don't like eating greens.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
Why not?
I don't know. Somehow it ain't got the same taste.
Oh.
Not to me.
Yes, ma'am. The salt meat gives it a better flavor.
Uh-huh.
I see. Have you ever made pot liquor? How do you do
what
that?
What I call pot liquor is just, you know, soup off of greens or off of beans, you know, the soup that's left in.
Yes, ma'am.
Now that's what I call pot liquor.
Yes, ma'am.
But I do love it though with cornbread.
Right. It's pretty good. Did you ever hear of people back in the old days making cornbread in the fireplace or cooking any kind of bread in the fireplace?
Yeah, I heard my mother-in-law talking about that. She had an old big old skillet with legs on it and a lid, and she'd make her bread up and put it in that big old skillet.